The following announcement has been paid for by Slow Jam Sundays.
This is Nightcap with All Mills.
The Nightcap! The Nightcap!
All Mills, baby.
The Nightcap!
Chris, this is All Mills.
The Nightcap!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode number, what episode is this? episode number three now. Yes. Now let's just keep it going.
Okay.
Let's just keep it going. This is All Mills. This is the Nightcap. I am still fighting this little sickness, but we all right. We still good. It's still cold outside, so please bundle up. It's crazy out here. We have some great guests tonight. Ladies, please. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Joe. Joelle.co on Instagram.
And you're in this. I don't care.
Rochelle. Rochelle H. Brown on Instagram.
Tonight, we're going to have a conversation. Tonight, we're going to talk. Where are the women in the music industry? I know that you guys are out here. But how come... I don't know. Joelle, talk to me, please.
Well, first, as he said, the representation of women in the music industry is very limited or just not...
Do you think it's limited or do you think it's non-existent?
I think it's limited. Okay. Like, we still have our women counterparts who are out here doing their thing, but when it comes to parts of the music industry, like... production, like the tech side of music, mm-hmm. like production, engineering, there's only, like, when you look at the percentage, there's a low percentage of women who are, one, represented in, like, the media, or two, even acknowledged at all. So I think it's a conversation worth having to get to the bottom.
So where do you see women in the industry the most as of right now, do you think?
As a talent, usually like in R&B, more recently.
But would you say that's a bad thing?
No, we need to know all around like where women are involved and how they're also helping to change the game. Okay. I know our male counterparts are out here taking the recognition all to themselves mm-hmm. and then sort of acting like a boys club with the entire music industry. So... why not put on your lady counterparts and promo their music that they're making, or shout out the fact that you have a woman writing your music or engineering and mixing your music?
Do you think a lot of women are actually writing these guys' lyrics out here?
Who knows? I know they're ghostwriters for a reason, but like...
very true, they're very true, very true.
But I'm pretty sure. Even like, you know, Bad Baby?
Yes, yes, yes.
Even her writer is like a black female.
I did see that.
Everyone had to dig up and find. It's just like they're out here.
Did you find her songs? I found one song and I was like, wait, she's singing, but she wasn't bad. She definitely wasn't bad.
She has Grammys.
Yeah, I saw that.
So there's a lot of people, women who are in the small font of mm-hmm. credits on the Grammys and Junos and all that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, why can't they get like a 12 font? Like,
but why do you think it's like that though? Like, why is it? Why are we neglecting these women if they're doing so much work?
Well, I was talking to a friend, and he's talking about, like, the glass ceiling. So that glass ceiling hovers around any industry, whether mm-hmm. it's, like, you entering into your career as a woman, for the fact that women are definitely paid the lowest compared to men. So I was reading an article the other day, and women in the tech industry are paid like way less than men, like 20K less.
20K?
Just because they have a crack in between, like just because they're a woman. And I'm just like, I'd focus more on the music side of things because, you know, it's more interesting to me. Mm. And I just want to know, why is it that women don't, you know, shoot through that glass ceiling like men do, and they face no, you know, backlash or critique as much as men? Okay. So I wanted to know, like, when will we get to that level playing ground and equality, to, you know.
So let me ask you this question. You know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to play this first song first. I don't know, which one do you want to play?
We're going to go with Tika, 1121. Okay.
Tika, this is 1121? 1121, baby. All males, and this is the Nightcap.
It's 1121 in the evening. It's 1121 near the midnight hour. Oh, yeah. It's 1121 and I'm feeling. And we about to strike love near the midnight hour. Oh, yeah. And I'm so compelled.
So we are back. Oh my goodness. That song was beautiful. You guys really need to wake up on these females out here. But I have a question. Do you think, like, you know, all these record labels out here, the Good Musics, the TDEs, the OVOs, do you think a girl can be running an all-girl record label? And if so, why do you think this is not happening right now?
Hmm. Very good question, by the way.
Thank you.
I think it's crazy. I don't think, not that I know off the top of my head, if there's a all-female ran label. It's definitely not known to a larger group of people, but I think that would be a phenomenal thing to get started. But who would you see as like the CEO of this?
It has to be someone big. It would have to be like, I feel like a Beyonce would have to trickle shit down.
Even so, you think Beyonce would big be like name Drake? Like that. Like, she's just like, okay, 80% of this is about me, and then...
No, but it doesn't even have Jordan to run like that. It doesn't have to be, like, a Drake label, like, everything is about you. Mm-hmm. It could be more like a TDE, like, everybody can share.
Even with a big artist.
Even with a big artist.
Okay.
So, what do you think about that? Do you think a girl can be handling this?
Okay, of course.
Okay. Who are the girls that you think right now could do it? If they wanted to.
If they wanted to, Rihanna.
Absolutely, she's everything she's touching is gold.
Like, definitely, just like a Fenty label, just to add to the rest of the things she's just dropping. I think maybe Missy Elliott. Maybe she's gonna be like, okay, it's my time now. A lot of the artists that I dig up, their go-to artists or like the artist who has like inspired them is Missy, and she's one of my faves too. Who else?
Did you see that she's going in the, or she got inducted to the Songwriters Hall of Fame?
So it's like only, fire. It's her, it's the next thing for her, I think. So I'm just going to shoot her an email and just propose the idea. I'll be the A&R, you know. Girls Need Love, just put that on to your label and whatnot.
That is nice.
Off the top of my head, I can't even think of any other ones. I'm not even trying to say Cardi because I don't see that.
Yeah, I think she's booming, but I think there's still things that she could be doing before that.
Yeah, for absolutely. Sure. I don't know. Let's come back to that.
Okay. With, I don't know. Let you guys let me know what you guys think. What females in this industry right now could be running their own label?
Man, you better run my money. Don't wanna hear no talking. Better run my money. Don't make me go to places I don't wanna go. Please don't make me call up all the men that I know. You better run my money. Don't wanna hear no talking, better run my money. Please don't make me go to places I don't wanna go. Please don't make me. I'ma ride the beat like I was Meek and Papa Willy. I survived the suicidal mind that tried to kill me. Now I feel like it's the early 90s and I'm Biggie. Hope nobody pull up on my life to try and hit me. You don't understand a thing I do. Point a finger, 3-point back at you. Taking hits until I'm black and blue, yeah. Ball like Shaq when he was 32. A lot of you don't have a fucking clue. Life or death, I really had to choose. I almost got handy with some tools, yeah. Wake up, pop a pill and make it through. I go hard cause I got lots to lose. Walk with Michael Jackson on the moon, yeah. That just means that I am hella smooth. I don't give a fuck about what you do. As long as you run my money. Don't wanna hear no talking, better run my money. Please don't make me go to places I don't wanna go. Please don't make me call up all the men that I know. You better run my money. Don't wanna hear no talking, better run my money. Please don't make me go to places I don't wanna go. Please don't make me call up all the men that I know.
Seriously, like, owe me like $150. That's a lot of fucking money. Give that shit back. For real, I'll ask nicely.
We gonna please continue. We gonna have another question. Let me think about it. What do you think about females in the last 5 years to now? Do you think it's gotten better in the industry or it's gotten worse? Do you think you see more girls out here now? Or what is it? You let me know.
Like, on a larger scale?
On a larger scale, wherever.
I see, like, in the forefront, a few females. And then as far as, like, Spotify and streams and the artists that I come across there, there's a lot. But it still has to be a thing where you're looking for that kind of music and you're looking for other females that are making that kind of music. And then on a smaller scale, like Toronto, I'm just like, why am I putting in the effort to find like people that have the same music similar to SZA on Spotify that are from like, you know, different parts of the States? Because artists are coming out of the States like roaches in New York.
All over, every day. Every day there's someone new.
So I started digging and I found like a lot of different sounds, especially like around the R&B, alternative sound in Toronto.
So what are the vibes you're hearing right now? Like,
the vibes are very much related to like SZA, related to like Summer Walker. So if someone like Summer Walker could just come up with like this fast fame and her music just you know, takes over the charts, that definitely could be found in Toronto as well. So I found some artists.
So you think there's a lot of hidden gems?
Enough hidden gems. Okay. When it comes to women, a lot. Because I feel like with the males, when I was going through like all the major playlists, like New Music Friday or Hot New Hip Hop or whatever the new whatever the top playlists are, there's only like your three artists from Toronto, like Alexa Cara or Lisa Cara, what's her name, and she just put out a contest for songwriters. Reyes. Savannah Rae, now I'm starting to see on all of those major playlists. So on like a micro level, when you were looking at our own city, I see like maybe 3-4 female artists.
Okay.
And then with Flow 93.5 doing like their Toronto takeover at 11 p.m. at night.
Yes.
If you go through all of the artists that they play, they have a fair amount of women that they're putting on as well. So over the past five years, I think it could be better. I don't think it's a huge significance or huge drastic change from like the past where you had like a wide variety of like girl groups and individual artists, but there's so many women out here making music that can definitely be put on or just shown a lot more love, similar to like all these guys on 6buzz making trap music that sounds exactly the same.
I don't understand that.
Like, I don't.
Is that the only sound out here?
I don't know. It must be.
That's not about women.
Like, honestly, that stresses
like,
me out.
In comparison, it's just like, how is it just like being produced so heavy and then there's a lot of following behind it?
So what do you think girls can be doing to, I don't know, get more recognition? What do you think that these female artists, especially in Toronto, can be pushing? How could they be pushing?
One thing that I found like while I was digging was that a lot of them don't promote their music to the fullest. Like, for example, I'll be going through SoundCloud and then I'll be looking for a link to their Instagram, but the link's not there, so I have to do my Googles and then find their Instagram. And then when I finally reach their Instagram,
too much searching.
Yeah, there's like maybe one line of post in regards to the new track or new album that they dropped. Whereas like a hood man that just dropped his new single is plastered all over the polls downtown. Every man that's friends with him is reposted on their feed, not only their story that expires in 24 hours.
Thank you.
Talk about this mix.
So it's a playlist.
Yes, my bad. Playlist, sorry. It's a playlist. Two totally different things, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. It's a playlist.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah. So I dropped the Girls Need Love playlist, Toronto edition, which started out in December 2018. So I had like a huge playlist in my personal library of just Toronto women, and I'm like, in December I was just like, why don't I just drop it, see what people think, see what the feedback is that I get, and what the reaction, overall reaction is of the masses. And so I found some cover art to slap onto the Spotify playlist.
It's fire, by the way.
And then I think it was about 18 songs or 20 songs that I released. And then a lot of people were just like reposting right out the gig. I didn't even send it to anyone at that point. Just posted it on my feed. A lot of people were reposting. The artists that were featured on it were sharing and then also commenting, saying like, this is something that we need. I'm so happy to be a part of this. And one thing that a lot of people were saying was just like, oh, you put me on to a lot of these artists, because I didn't even know there was this many female artists out here making music. And that was sort of just like, okay, so that's I crazy. Like, yeah, like I like to, like I feel all tingly inside when someone says you put me onto a new track. So I'm just like, for that to be the matter for like a lot of people, I'm just like, okay, so there's a real issue here. So before even,
why do you think that? Why do you think people are not checking for these girls? Why are we not looking? Why are we not digging?
I think it's
I'm not gonna lie. You put me on a lot too. Not gonna lie.
The whole thing is, I feel like it's the fact that people have to look. So I think like a lot of people would rather just continue on searching through like the portals where they're used to.
Okay, yeah. That's my main question. Where am I looking for this?
No, they're on your major streaming platforms.
Where? Do Spotify? I just type in a random name? Well,
why so you can't just type in Toronto and be like, Toronto girls. You literally would just, how I started.
How do you do it?
So I'd listen to one artist. So the thing why I started on Spotify was because their algorithm is phenomenal. So you'll start searching up artists in like a certain area, for example, and then they'll make a mix or a playlist that is catered to like your most recent searches, and then it would be like a new Toronto artist.
Okay.
So I'll do it that way, or I'll go through like their socials and see what other female artists they're shouting out, and then also just going to like the few artists that I already knew right out the gate, and just seeing like what panels they were included on or what showcases they were included on, because there's a lot of underground showcases that happen in the city that have like all woman lineups that no one really like, you know, goes to or even shouts out. It's mm-hmm. just like within that small group of where it's promoted.
Okay.
So that's pretty much like how I sourced the majority of the artists. But yeah, Spotify is really where it all began for me. I started searching up artists, and then they will suggest me other female artists. And then I'll go in, do a fact check, make sure they're actually from the GTA at least. And then save them to my library, and then I compile like monthly playlists based off of that.
So where can the people find your playlist? You let me know. I want to know.
We're live on Spotify, SoundCloud for you free users, Apple Music, and that's about it for now. I'm not on Tidal, don't have a subscription, so it's not going to be on there.
We
got to
support Jay-Z. Stop it.
Well, so sorry. Well. but it's on there. It's Toronto-Girls Need Love with like a drippy cover art. So you won't miss it.
You guys all need to listen to that playlist. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a great time. This was a great show. Girls, they need love too, baby. Mm-hmm. Let Don't me forget. Know what you guys think about this one. Let me know if you guys want to talk to her. You know, don't be shy. You can hit us up. I want you guys all to have such a great night because we will be back. And if you guys want Joelle to come back, you want Rochelle to come back, let me know. This is All Mills, and this is The Nightcap.
Tune in to Slow Jam Sundays every Sunday at 10 p.m. with All Mills. The Nightcap.